resort living every day. Head to mandalayliving.com.au. Make the move now and receive a $20,000 resort living bonus. Conditions apply. Visit mandalayliving.com.au.
Fev and I had a great night on Saturday night, didn't we, Fev?
Yeah, we hosted
a fantastic charity ball at Crown Palladium. And it was there's an organisation called Save Our Sons, and they raise money for children who are afflicted by Duchenne muscular dystrophy, and it's a horrible condition. And they were desperately trying to raise money for medical research and for nursing staff. And these kids are phenomenal and heartbreaking, the stories. And we heard a lot of stories on the night. And Fev and I were more than happy to spend an evening emceeing this event. And we went into it, Fev, didn't we, thinking when we turned up, there was just a bit of a miscommunication.
Yeah, we're told a certain thing, Boxy. We're told that there's going to be an auto cue so we can read off it. So I was like, perfect. I'm not very good at reading, but I'm like, it's easy. You just look at the auto cue and you just go bang and you can look at the crowd.
And as a host, usually you'd prepare. Oh, look at the notes.
Well, you would have. Well, you would have looked at them. But anyway, so we rocked up and what happened, Boxy?
No auto cue. It was a really funny moment because I said to the wonderful Rob Mascara, I'm going to say the best stage manager I've ever worked with.
Yeah, very good, wasn't he?
You might remember him as Belvedere on GMA with Bert Newton.
Oh.
Belvedere is one of the best operators. And he came, I said, oh, look, can Fev and I just have a quick look at the auto cue because we haven't seen the scripts that we're going to be needing. And he went, there's no auto cue. And I said, ha ha, good gear.
Good gag.
I said to him, Fev obviously set you up to say that to me, thinking it was you. And no, there were no, so Fev and I got up and we usually be more prepared, but we literally hadn't seen a script.
You had to wing it. And obviously such an important night, that would have been difficult.
I owned
it
at the start though, Byron. I just told everyone what had happened, as I do.
That's professional.
So everyone laughed.
And then, well, it was a great night.
Sad.
It was really sad. Well, that was the other thing. Anyone who listens to this radio show will know that being pregnant, it's made me a lot more emotional and I cried anything.
Yeah.
So there were some really impactful videos. And
so
at one
I had to
stage,
do most of it by him.
I was so hysterical. Fev had to do the majority of the heavy lifting.
Wow.
But look, Fev, you know, we soldiered on. We raised
a lot of money.
We got through that miscommunication. We raised a lot of money for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. But the thing is, see, when you're attending an event, and this can be a wedding, this can be a graduation, this can be a 21st, it can be a charity ball. There's always an MC or a host, and it's always fun, let's be honest, when something goes wrong.
Of course.
Like just a smooth evening can all sometimes be quite boring.
Yeah,
you want the hiccups. You want the problems. And do you remember, I mean, Fev, if this makes us feel better about not being necessarily as prepared as we would have liked to have been, do you remember this last year? A sports presenter called Greg Thompson, he was hosting a charity lunch up in Sydney, and he ended up getting very aggressive with the audience. Let's have a listen to this.
Let's be honest, I'm going to say it, and you can get offended by swear words. Well, I don't give a shit.
Go on.
You're all f***ed off your head. Oh, can everyone shut up? Shut up. Seriously, no, shut your mouth. Put your
manners
back in and shut your
mouth. He was trying to make them just quieten down. That was one way to do it.
It's very hard because sometimes you do lose the audience, but Boxy, we did pretty well. They were pretty good.
I'm not defending Greg. He was suspended from his job after that.
Sure.
And he obviously went into some degree of counselling. But Fev, there are times as a host, particularly when you're trying to raise money for charity and people are talking, and it does seem rude when you're discussing a really serious topic.
Oh.
But look, that was a great example of a hosting gig gone wrong. And 131060, we'd love to hear more of them. Mm. I mean, we don't want to hear about a host that was brilliant.
That nailed it.
We want to hear.
So don't ring up if you're there Saturday night.
Exactly. Don't just give Fev and I all the feedback about
how good you were.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, maybe you were the host and it all just went horribly wrong. Didn't you, Fev? You've got that great story about your father-in-law that just couldn't speak.
Oh, God, yeah, that was Alex's dad, Keithy. When we got married, obviously the bride's father does a speech.
Yeah.
And it went for literally, this is no exaggeration, it would have gone for 10 minutes.
Oh, Keithy.
And Keithy, all he said was, sorry, Alex.
Oh.
Sorry, Alex. I've forgotten. For 10 minutes.
Oh,
I'm like, sit down, Keith. Sit down. But he stuffed it, and he's never lived it down. Because every time I see him, he goes, oh, Keithy, I've lost it.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
We are talking about hosting, and when you see a great MC, it's quite boring. When you see an MC that's inadequate and out of their depth, it's always a fun night. Now, Fev and I, we hosted a fantastic charity ball here in Melbourne on Saturday night.
Yeah, we did.
For Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which is a terrible affliction, and Save Our Sons is a great charity. And Fev and I were so nervous that we were going to let them down because we were under the impression there was an auto cue, and we're trying to figure out who told us that.
Right.
It's really hard trying to follow the email trail because I can't find it. And now I'm wondering, Fev, did we convince ourselves?
No, I read it in an email, Boxy, and you were great. You just memorised. You're an actress. You memorised that little script within 5 minutes. And I'm very good at reading. It was awful. I kept saying these, Byron, you should have seen it. It was that funny. I'd look at all the hard words. And then before we'd go up onto the stage, I'd be reading them to Boxy, and then she'd be repeating them back. It was like a school teacher.
But
she was such a good help.
And in my what about Fev, just really quickly. So the event was called Le Cirque du Sens. Now, I am a Francophile. I learned French for 7 years.
Yeah.
But they gave me the phonetic spelling, and they pointed out it's actually Le Cirque du Sens.
Yeah, it was S-triple-O-N.
Triple-O.
And
three O's.
That was the phonetic.
And Soons, okay.
Fev was with me, and I kept saying to the organiser, are we sure it's Soons? Because it doesn't feel right to me. Definitely Soons. And about within 60 seconds of going on stage, they grabbed me and went, no, du Sens.
Oh.
So what did I say on stage? Welcome to Le Cirque du Sens. I mean, that's all
my... Oh, my God. Why are these people fixing...
You all right?
Anyway, go, guys.
Okay, cool.
So there's no need to touch.
Now, we are celebrating...
So annoying.
So Fev's having some technical issues down the line. I just thought he'd let everyone know about it.
There was nothing wrong with it. And now they keep touching it. Now I can't see anything.
In Sydney, stuck in a studio with lots of screens around him.
Now, we're celebrating when our host fails. Now, we've got Nick from Warburton. Hey, Nick.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good, Nick. Now, this is you. You were hosting a fundraiser?
Yeah, I run a kids camp called Superheroes Camp for the kids in our community. So it's a really good initiative. But I was trying to paddle in the session because we have a charity auction, and I was just trying to paddle, and I went with the joke. What does a Bunnings sausage and someone from East Warburton have in common?
Yes.
And they went silent. And I said, they're both inbred. a large percentage of the audience was from East Warburton. So not good before an option.
Oh, Nick, so you lost them.
Hey, that's a good gag, mate.
Oh, look, I try, but what do you do?
I tried a few gags on Saturday night, but it just wasn't the right.
You tried two gags at the expense of our boss. Our boss was in the audience.
Wait till I speak to our boss about this. Stop touching the friggin' screen.
101.9 The Fox. Fev, Byron, live together this week for a few nights. Will we have a show at the end of the week? We hope we might.
50K to move away is all thanks to our good mates at Mandalay Living, and that's where we're going to be later this week. FIFA Resort Living every day. You can head to mandalayliving.com.au.
Yes, Fev, you, myself, Byron, we are living together in a Mandalay Resort Living home, which we can't wait to move into later this week. We've got so many things we're going to do together. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be
great,
mate.
We should film it. We should make like a documentary of what it was like living together for 48
hours. I'll tell you what my day is going to be, Boxy.
What is it?
I'm going to hit the beautiful golf course, 18 holes of just luscious fairways.
I'm driving the boat.
And then I'm going to get some steaks from the little supermarket there, and I'm going to make a marinated steaks, and then I'm going to sit on the couch, put my feet up, smash about 15 beers and eat dinner and watch
the
footy. That's me.
But together, we're a family.
I'm just telling you what I'm doing. You want to jump on board?
Can you do some stuff I want to do too?
Like what?
I want to order some freak shakes from the restaurant.
Yeah. We'll watch you drink them.
Okay.
A lot of eating and drinking going on.
Now, we're really pumped about moving in, and this is really great news, Melbourne, because you can have...
And come and stay?
Well, I mean, we could do that.
Why don't we have a listener have one sleepover with us? A listener can come watch the footy with me and drink frothies.
Wow.
The wonderful people at Mandalay, they came to us and they said, look, we've got this golf course, this phenomenal golf course, and... we would love to name one of the holes after you guys. And we've said,
The 19th.
You know what? Enough about us. It's actually the 11th. Enough about us. You know, we get the limelight enough. We want to.
Celebrate. I don't. I mean, I'd love a Byron Cook hole number 11.
Bev and I are on lots of billboards.
Well, so. Yeah, was a, but I'm not. So. That's a great opportunity.
Oh, geez, I don't know why we bring that up. Why aren't you on the billboards?
Byron,
I don't know what happened with those.
You're still doing okay.
Okay.
I think, and we've thought.
Sorry, on Channel 7.
Thank you.
We should celebrate our listeners. So instead of us taking any of the accolades, we've said to Mandalay, could we name one of the golf holes after one of our deserved listeners?
Really?
And they said yes.
Wow.
So it's going to be the 11th hole. This is, and now according to Australian Golf Digest, because this is one of Australia's premier golf courses.
What? Hang on, Boxy, can I ask one question?
Yeah.
Is it just for Thursday or forever?
Look, there may be a temporary naming.
Oh, that's okay. Forever? That's amazing.
For a while. We'll even get a sign put up on the golf hole. It'll be named after you.
Wow.
Now, I can give you some 131060. If you would like this hole at this golf course named after you, please give us a call. And obviously have some reasoning. I mean,
You'd have a business.
Well, you could name it after you.
Sponsored.
Well,
yeah.
Great sponsorship.
You're just a great Melburnian who's got a great story to tell about why a golf course should be. A golf hole should be named after you.
All right, love it.
That's what I'd be hoping for.
131060.
Can I give people some information about the hole?
You can do whatever you
hole.
Want. Sure,
it's the most intimidating hole for the novice. It's a par 3. It's 172 metres off the tips. What does that even mean?
It's intimidating.
That's
hole.
Off the tee. It's 170 metres, 2 metres to the front of the green. So that means it'll be a nice little maybe 4-iron, 3-iron.
Demands a forced water carry to a green that's definitely...
So you've got to hit it over water.
Can tough I not hole. Like this in English? None of that makes sense to me.
It makes plenty of sense to me.
13, 10.
Carry to a green. That's definitely...
Is it a par 3?
So par 3. So you've got to hit it over the water, Boxy.
And it's more receptive to a high ball flight.
So you've got to hit it high and land it on the green. If you miss the green, it's going to fall in the water.
Why do you golfers have to show off with language I don't understand?
Why do you have to show off with your big English words?
131060, give us a call.
1019. The Fox. Together this week for a few nights. Will we have a show at the end of the week? We hope we might.
But it's not all about us. It's a great jingle. It's Leon Sjogren. He is the industry's finest jingle maker. His jingles get stolen by other shows around the country, and he's one of the finest. But we are talking about Mandalay Resort Living. We're moving into a home later this week, but it's not all about us. We want to make this about you. Now, we know there is a world award-winning golf course there at Mandalay. It's been written up in Australian Golf Digest as one of the best. Now, there is an 11th hole that is unnamed, and we are going to name it after you, a lucky Melburnian, and there's no strings attached. This is not one of the strings might be that it's only a temporary name, but let's forget that for
a second.
That's
a massive string.
And the great thing about, did you know this particular hole, the 11th hole on the golf course, is right behind the house we'll be living in.
Is it?
So, yeah, we'll be able to look over the back fence and go,
don't say that, because people are going to know where we are.
Well, that's a good point. We need privacy.
That's a good point, actually.
Guys, we'll be on the 11th hole at Mandalay. And there's no security, so come on over.
Anyway, we're going to name this. We're going to name the 11th hole at the Mandalay Golf Course after somebody. Now we've got some people who are putting their hands up as contenders. Tim in Hastings. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Tim.
That's
what
good.
Would you like to have a golf hole named after you?
I wouldn't mind it. Actually, it'd be pretty funny. As I said, if it was like a little billboard on it, it'd be pretty ugly, but I'd have a crack. I'd love to call it the Poss.
The Poss? Now, is that your nickname?
Yeah, I play footy on the peninsula. We're playing this weekend for Hastings. But anyway, back in the day, I got called the Poss because I had a pretty ugly hairstyle.
Okay, I want to dig deeper on the Poss. You're playing for Hastings. Did you know, Tim, that Fev's apparently one of your teammates?
Yeah, well, I've only just jumped back on board. I was there probably 8 years. I played 150 games for the juniors and then probably played about 40 senior games.
Right. And now you're jumping on the Fev train.
Just watch the old Fev have a crack. But it'll be pretty interesting to see how he goes this weekend.
I mean, Tim, does...
This weekend?
Is Fev...
it's not this weekend, is it? It's next weekend.
Next weekend, there we go.
Okay, we'll check your diary.
Tim, I mean, we'll get to the golf hole in a second. What's the vibe about Fev around the club? Do people, have people seen him yet? Has he appeared at training?
Well, to be quite honest, I'm probably like Fev. I try and avoid the training track as much as I can.
Oh, you boys are going to do well this year.
Boxy, when you're the main act, you don't go around, you know, you don't go around before the main show. You don't get there and go, oh, I'm going to go in a couple of rehearsals. No, okay. You just go straight in, big show, bang, the 7th of April.
Okay. It's just We're your playing. Teammates and you barely know each other. I'm worried.
That guy doesn't know you.
Hey, all you need to know, Boxy, is get the ball and bloody kick it in the goal square. That's where I'll be. That's all Gee. I need to do.
Tim,
and
give him plenty of bang. Service, all right? If you're a midfielder,
the
give him.
The Hastings Panthers, what are you?
Hastings Blues.
Blues.
The Blues. He's back to the Blues. I don't think Fev even knew what they were called.
Fev was having to go with the Panthers.
I think that was Melton South.
Yeah, I think that was your last team.
He can't keep up.
Now, Tim, so Tim has put his hand up.
Warren thinks it's hilarious.
He wants it named after him, the Poss. He's got a good argument at the moment.
The Poss.
Now, Bree from Bundoora. Hey, Bree.
Hi, how are you?
Bree, really well. And I think I'm going to love your argument for why this should be named after you.
Yeah, I think you will too, Phoebe. So basically, I just want to one-up my boyfriend. I get dragged around to golf courses every weekend, every holiday. Any golf course he can find, I get dragged to. So I just want to one-up him and have a golf hole actually named after me.
Wow, you win.
You're a long-suffering golf girlfriend. I would love that. You're in the you're dragging his golf clubs and then suddenly
there's my hole.
The Bree. What's your surname, Bree?
Guthridge.
The Bree Gattridge hole. I love it.
Okay.
What's your boyfriend play off, Bree?
About 16. He's not great.
I think he needs to give up the golf on the weekend.
He's playing every weekend. He's still off 16.
16.
And finally, Paul. Oh, this is Paul from Mandalay. Are you there, Paul?
Yes, I am, guys. Morning.
So, morning, Paul. You live at the wonderful Mandalay. You're there in resort living as we speak.
I am. We've been there 3 years now. It's great. We love the place.
Oh, how good. Have you had a freak shake at the restaurant yet, Paul?
I have. They're to die for, but, geez, they're pretty big and filling.
Okay,
that's what I'm
after. Be careful of the calories.
She's eating for two.
Are you familiar with the 11th hole on the golf course, Paul?
Unfortunately, I am. I started playing golf about a year and a half ago. I've only played about 9 times at the moment.
What's its rating, Paul?
I don't know, Fev. I'm the that index. Bad at golf. I just struggle to get around.
Is it so obviously you're hitting over water, is it, or...?
Yeah, there's plenty of bunkers and water everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, Paul, I've got to admit, I mean, Fev, I don't know where you're leaning at the moment. At the moment, between Tim, Bree and Paul, I mean, Paul lives, he plays the course. It would be quite, you know, it would be a great result if he had
Mate,
his...
Mate, I'm happy to play golf with Paul when
Paul,
we get there.
Paul, what would you call the hole? Like, it couldn't just be the Paul hole.
No, my nickname's Dodge, so I thought we could call it Dodger's Hole because I'm a dodgy golf player too.
Dodger's Hole.
This is my theory, Broxy. Probably means stuff all because you'll pick it anyway. But this is my theory.
Yeah.
Tim's my teammate. He can't win.
Yep.
We're gonna drink froffies and kick schnags together.
Possum.
Yep.
I'll play golf with Paul on that day. That could be fun, a listener.
Yeah, okay.
We can play golf on Thursday.
Great.
But Bree's boyfriend drags her out to golf every single weekend. Imagine taking the boyfriend and going, hey, hun, see that 11th? It's got her name on it. That'd be awesome.
I love it. Bree, do you think you're a chance of ever going to the golf course to play?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That wasn't a very good sell.
Have you made a decision?
I just feel you've got Paul who lives in the community and it becomes Dodger's Hole and it probably will stay Dodger's Hole. We could even get the temporary ban taken off it.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
Up to you, Fev.
Leon.
Who's getting the hole named after them? Why is this all so awkward?
I like Tim, Bree and Paul.
I like all
can
of them,
put both
too.
The names on the hole?
Why don't okay,
let's see if we can find... Oh, let's try and get another hole.
We'll get another hole! We'll get another hole!
Why don't we have three holes?
So we'll have Dodger's hole, and we'll have Bree Guttridge hole, and then what about poor Tim from Hastings?
The Possum hole!
We need three holes. We need three holes, Leon.
Okay, three holes.
There's only two holes, Boxy.
101.9 The Fox.
About an hour and a half ago, we found ourselves talking about Full House. And I would like to revisit Full House. Great TV jingle. Now, I'm bringing this up, Fev, because it's a news story that broke, it was sort of the start of last week, and we were all across it. The Hollywood stars who were involved in a bit of a bribery scandal over US, trying to Felicity the Huffman kids? And William H. Macy, yes. Two very famous actors, apparently bribed a college over there to get their kids admitted.
Which is okay.
And no, it's not.
Bribery.
And another.
You got it.
Well, another high-profile parent is Lori Loughlin, who played Beck.
What, she tried to get the twins in?
No, not they're not her,
the Olsen
they're
twins.
Not her twins.
They're doing all right.
Now, she was Uncle Jesse's. I never watched Full House. I have to be honest.
The best. I watch it now. Fuller House.
Fuller House on Netflix. Good. Huge.
I used to always think when I watched it, Boxy, it was just so is it cathartic?
Yeah.
Is that the right word? When I'd sit there and it'd come on, I'd feel like I was at home and. Because I'd see like the big bridge and all the houses, and I'd be like, "Oh yes, I'm at home with my family."
And were you and Jace the Olsen twins?
Yeah, and Mum and on the couch. It was just I don't know. That's you just get that feeling, you know, when you hear something. And now when I see the kids watch it, it takes me back to when
really
I was a kid.
Cute.
It's really it makes you feel good. Anyway,
it feels like your family. Yeah. I know you're a big fan of Lori Loughlin, and she was a hot property back in the 80s and 90s, and still is.
I'm all over Jimmy Loughlin.
Now, she she and her husband paid $500,000 US.
Whoa.
That's 500,000 US.
That'd be
to have
episode.
Their daughters, Olivia and Isabella, admitted to UCS, which is a huge college over there in the States. And they've obviously that's all gone pear shaped. The girls have had to leave the college.
Did they? They've kicked them out. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're gone.
Jeez, they're stiff. All these, they'd be like, literally everyone's doing it. Oh, we'll just do it as well because they, you know, they give it to their boosters, all the money to their boosters for the sporting teams, and that's what happens. And you get all your kids in.
It's
if you got caught, you'd be flat.
Because
there's a lot going on. There's a lot of it's going on.
I fully endorse this investigation. I think it's a wonderful thing to out these people. There are poor kids growing up in poverty that are trying to get in with their grades, and then someone's parent comes in and goes, "Here's $500,000." Woo!
Imagine how much smarter I could have been if my family was.
If only Fev's family could have bribed them.
Oh, mate, yeah. I could never get in, Byron.
Fev into RMIT or something.
I mean, arguably you got
RMIT, it's not hard to get in there. It's a TAFE.
You arguably got into the best fraternity in Australia, the AFL. I mean, that's
Yeah, I didn't need marks just because I got kicked off.
Yeah, but imagine if other rich parents could have paid for their kids to get into the AFL.
No, but
you
the difference is, Boxy, the difference is you can actually learn when you're in school, so you can actually get better grades. If once you're in the AFL, if you're no good, it's going
to
show.
Well, do you know what's really funny about this? And I like to find the humour in things, and I find this a little bit funny. So one of her daughters didn't even want to go to college. She wants to be – her aim in life is to be a YouTube star, and she's done pretty well. So she's got a huge following on.
What's her YouTube name?
Her YouTube name. Well, her name's Olivia J. Giannulli. I've actually got some audio. She's got 2 million YouTube subscribers.
Oh, my
2 million.
Kids have watched it for sure.
Can we hear a bit of Lori Loughlin's daughter on YouTube?
You guys have been asking what I've been doing for the wintertime, how I keep my skin glowy, all these crazy things that y'all want to know. And so I'm here to sit down and film it for you step by step.
So she's got this huge following, 2 million. She's got endorsement deals with Sephora, Tresemme, Estee Lauder.
Wow.
She's getting all this cash coming.
Olivia J, did you say?
Yeah, used to looking her up. Olivia J. Giannulli.
I've just seen if the kids watch her.
Oh, okay.
Mia would be across her,
you
right?
Do it
so.
Now? Are you doing that now?
Yeah, 100%. Well, I'm listening to your
My Dulcet tones, thank you. Yeah, you got me. You said Dulcet, but I'll accept it.
We get it.
See, if my mum had paid me to go to uni, I would have been able to say that a lot better.
Now, Olivia is so upset. She's lost all her endorsements. Her followers are leaving her in droves.
Oh,
and she's come
no.
out. She's made a public statement, and it's my favourite public statement that I've heard in a long time. My parents have ruined my life.
Well, they have.
I agree.
Wow, that's not her fault.
She never wanted to go to college. They've dragged her to college. They've bribed their way in. She doesn't even want to be there. She just wants to be on YouTube. And now she's lost all her endorsements.
Wow.
No one wants to follow her on YouTube. And they've ruined her life.
Sorry for her. We should get her responses back. And let's all follow her.
She'll be
fine. She needs to sit on like Jimmy Cohen or someone like that and just tell all like, tell her whole story. Yeah. We'll all feel sorry for her.
Exactly, and she'll be okay. But do you know what I like about this? She's essentially lost her job. Mm. Parents can be responsible for ruining your life and losing your job. Now, 131060, can you tell us about when your parent was responsible for you losing your job? It can be as simple as meeting your boss.
Right.
It can be ringing the office to see if you're feeling okay when you've pulled a sickie, but you were clearly just going out with your mates.
Right.
It's when your parents get involved in your workplace or your workspace, sometimes they can lose you your job.
Okay.
Or just call us if your parents have ruined your life.
131060 is the number.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
Byron, could we please have the Full House theme?
You can.
I was trying to promote Alpha Box.
Got a lot on.
There's just always a delay. We're talking. Now drop it. Yeah, pull it down. Cool.
Okay.
Now we're talking Full House because Lori Loughlin, who played Beck, who was Uncle Joey's girlfriend, maybe they got married, I never watched the show, she's in hot water because she has allegedly bribed a college to have her two daughters admitted. $500,000 US. How did she even get that cash? Full House wasn't that popular.
Mate, it was, and Full House.
Yeah, but she wasn't the main, she was a support act.
Yeah, Byron still gets paid a little bit.
I get paid a lot.
Well. Anyway,
didn't get that.
So what did you say?
I said Byron still gets paid a little bit.
I say get paid a lot.
Supporter.
Supporter.
I do very well. I see people on the streets. They say, fee and fair, they can be mean to you sometimes. I say, have you seen how much I get paid? It's fine.
Can you next time you walk down the street, just take your hat off? Because I think people recognise you from your hat.
Okay.
I reckon we should try an experiment where you take your hat off.
I don't really get recognised.
No, don't take your hat off. Don't.
But to be honest, I don't really get recognised with the hat either.
No. Well, they say the guy with the cap, right? Isn't the guy with the cap on the radio?
I barely get recognised.
Okay, now, we have asked the question, have your parents ruined your life? Because Lori Loughlin's daughter was a YouTube star with 2 million subscribers, contracts with Sephora, Estee Lauder, and everyone's dropped her and abandoned her because she's been kicked out of the college because her parents were responsible for this bribe. Now, she is the fall guy here. She didn't do anything wrong. It was her parents. They've lost her a job. They've ruined her life. And you know what? This doesn't just happen in Hollywood. This happens in Melbourne.
How do you reckon Thanksgiving will be go this year?
Boxing, I don't reckon she'll be
around
there.
That table.
I don't think she'll be there.
Cutting the turkey.
When your parents stuff up, though, it's more fun, isn't it, to get to say you did this rather than your parents always having to go at you.
Right. Yeah.
Now, Jason in Mernda. Hi, Jace.
G'day, Fee. How are you?
Yeah, good, Jace. Jace, were your parents or maybe your dad responsible for you losing your job?
Yeah. Me, just moved out, got my own place, and I was working at a company with my dad, and he jokingly kept calling me saying they're going through the company and they're getting rid of all the people that are not needed, and I was one of them. So I went down there and spoke my mind to the boss. Turns out my dad was joking, and I got sacked for...
No way!
Your dad sounds like Fev. That's something Fev would do.
That's something I would do too. I'd do both of them.
That's amazing.
I'd literally do. That'd be like you, Fee, going, Amanda. Oh, she's not really our boss, but someone
she
else,
is.
Like just Gemma, like go and say Gemma said this, and I go in and like go nuts, at Gemma,
you're right.
And then you're joking, and then I got sacked. I'd 100%.
That would happen.
I would 100% do what Jason just did.
That's amazing. Poor Jason's dad. How bad would you feel?
God, I wonder what his dad did after that. That is the best prank,
isn't
let's
it?
Let's do more pranks.
No, let's not. Paula,
he lost his job
from Hadfield. Hi, Paula.
Hi, guys.
Paula, now this is another dad. What did your dad do to result in you losing your job?
Well, it wasn't so much losing my job. When I was 14, my mum and I were shopping in Safeway and we heard my name called out over the loudspeaker and we're like looking at each other, what? And found out that they'd offered me a job and my father hadn't passed on the message and I was supposed to start that day.
Oh. So they're like, with Paula, this our new employee, we'll call for her over the PA, and yet you told you.
Well, hang on. Was she there just shopping anyway?
Yeah, I was there just shopping anyway.
What? Just shopping as a customer?
Yeah.
And they're looking at you going, where's your name tag? Where's your uniform?
1019. The Fox.
Now, Fev, last week we were having a chat with Mark Wahlberg. Oh, that's right. You went there because you had to leave. But I had a chat with one of your biggest man crushes, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. You gave me a shout out.
Yeah, because as a Hollywood actor, he has a little side hustle and that he's invested in F45 fitness training.
Yeah, and now, he's got hamburger stands and everything.
Yeah, he's got a lot of side hustles, hasn't he?
Now, side cash.
We've invited a very dear friend of ours onto the show, Channel 10 weather presenter Mike Larkin. Are you there, Mike?
I certainly am, Fifi. Are you well?
I'm well. How are you?
Look, I'm very well. I just want to know, are you sleeping well?
Well, why would that be, Mike? Actually, can I answer this? Can I? Because I haven't even told Fev and Byron this. Mike, you said to me a few months ago, you had a little side hustle.
What?
And you were going to send me something to the show. Now, Mike, you are a manufacturer of pillows.
Come on.
Exactly right. It's funny, little side hustle. Yeah. I'm a partner in a greeting card company as well. Okay. We have birthday cards and things like that.
What about the tie pins? The tie pins.
Oh yeah, we've got the tie pins as well. Yeah, and little tie bars and cufflinks and the tie bars. It was a little thing we had in mind for a while. Or I had it in mind for a while, and that was I've still got some in the garage. If you want to get some, that was a good success.
But back to the pillows.
The Mike Larkin tie bars, I can't believe they didn't take off.
Back to the pillows, Mike, because I said to the guys about 4 weeks ago, I said, I'm so excited, guys. Mike Larkin is sending me some bamboo pillows that apparently will change sleeping for me forever. Right. Now, they haven't arrived yet. So I know. They haven't arrived, Mike. But tell us more about why these bamboo pillows are great.
Oh, okay. I thought they would have arrived by Thursday or Friday of last week. But I guess what it is, as you know, I go to Bali every January for holidays. And I was staying a couple of years ago at a hotel and I had the best night's sleep. And it was the pillow I found out. Okay. Came back to Australia, did a bit of research, and it turned out it was a bamboo pillow. And the comfort was unbelievable. So I spoke to my business partners. Yeah. I said, we have to get involved with these bamboo pillows because it's the next best thing. It's nature's best and it's better than cotton. It breathes easy and all that sort of stuff. And we got into partnership with a guy who was involved with the bamboo pillows. But they're so good, we actually bought him out. So I've sort of been the main player, if you like. So we've got bamboo beds and bed sheets and pillowcases.
Who knew and, Mike Larkin?
Keith, you've turned the show into an infomercial for Mike Larkin.
Hey, Moira, hey, Mike, it's Fev. Can you just send me one of those pillows? Because I get pretty tired having breakfast radio, so I reckon I'll put my head on one at about 5:50 every weekday, I reckon, and it'll put me to sleep.
Not only will I send you some pillowcases, Fev, we also have socks because the bamboo fibers breathe. No, because they get rid of smells.
Okay.
Do they?
Do you know what I love about
these? I could use one for Byron. We could put a sock in his
mouth. Yeah, all right. We're all having fun, aren't we? How many more products is Mike going
to
flog?
Do you know what I love about? There's lots of things to love about Mike Larkin. There's lots of things to love about you, Mike Larkin, but I love your side hustle.
He's a dog at home.
We're talking bamboo pillows. We've got tie pins. We've got socks. I mean, you know, Mike, you are a man with many strings to your bow. And to celebrate
he's got more.
There's a special
Mike,
presentation.
A box.
This sounds like a steak knife ad.
But Fev, he probably does have more, but now finally we've got a special presentation here live on air. Leon has just brought in a large box.
I hope this is...
Don't open the card, open the box.
You know what, I'm worried it's not from Mike. Oh, no, it is!
There'll be a card in there. There's one of my cards.
Mike, your koala comfort and support, is that your business?
Yes, that's
your business. Okay, so we're about to get one of the pillows out, Mike.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Mike,
this is good radio, isn't it?
There's a pillow for Trixie. There's a pet bed for your dog. It's all there.
Hey, Mike, we just did a charity auction on Saturday night at Crown, and SCA gave away a package. It's $30,000 worth of advertising. I reckon you've just got about $60,000 in the last 3 minutes.
Yes, actually.
I haven't even given you the website yet. It's koalabamboo.com.au. Okay, now I'm done.
Mike, it's a beautiful pillow. I love it. It's a beautiful pillow.
That's beautiful.
Look at this. It's even got my name, Mummy Box.
Remember when Mike Larkin cheated in a rice eating contest?
101.9 The Fox.
We just spoke with popular Channel 10 weatherman Mike Larkin.
Yeah, and because he said to me a few months ago that he had these pillows that he manufactures and he was going to send me some. Anyway, they have just arrived. And I love it because you don't expect your weather presenter to have little side hustles like pillows.
Oh, you don't.
We did just raise the point off air. We've realised that his company, the company name Koala, Koala Comfort and Support.
Right.
It's I mean, I think there are other companies
there's,
called
there's
Koala.
There's a company called Koala Mattress.
I reckon
Koala Mattress. Like,
so he's going to
have a bit of issue.
But we're going to push
legal problems.
I just got so excited. Our old co-host Dave Thornton just walked into the office because he's doing his comedic stand-up. He does a lot of cashies. He's got a lot of side hustle.
Well, see, except with, and this is what we're going to talk about. 13 10 60. Mike Larkin just got about a 15-minute plug for his koala bamboo pillows.
Yes.
And we want to share the love. So, as Fev said before, advertising packages on this radio show go for about $30,000.
Right.
If you've got a side hustle, and only side hustles, call now 13 10 60 and tell us about it. So if you are, for instance, an accountant, but you've got a tie pin business on the side.
Yes.
Or you might be a nurse and you're making scrunchies or hair accessories.
Okay.
It cannot be your primary income or your primary job. It has to be a side hustle.
13 10 60.
We've got a jingle for that.
We've got a jingle.
We should have worked on a jingle.
Oh, Leon, what a miss.
We'll get to your calls right after this.
Byron's got a few
side hustles.
It's
the Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Right now we're helping Melbourne small businesses, particularly side hustles. So we just spoke to Mike Larkin. You'd never expect your Channel 10 weather presenter to be selling bamboo pillows on the side. But he's sent them in here to the studio. They look great, Mike. And we gave him about 15 minutes of airtime to plug them. And as we said,
remember when Mike said, Boxy, as you all know, I go to Bali in January. Yeah, didn't know that. We all do now.
I'm very familiar with what Mike's up to. Follow him on Insta. Give him a follow.
I follow him on Insta too, I think.
Help his small business, Koala.
Yeah, good on him.
Koala Pillows. Now, it can be, we can charge, this Fox can charge about 30 grand for ads on the breakfast show. So we're giving you the chance to win. Well, this is, you've won free advertising for your side hustle.
Can't be your primary business.
We're very specific. It's
so
something on the side.
So if I was to ring up and say, oh, God, Boxy, I'm a radio host and I also have a side business. A runway room. We do makeup, runway room cosmetics.
Well,
makeup.
Well,
we've got a couple
now,
of salons so around Victoria.
Just promoting
very,
your wife's business.
So like that. But that's what we want people to
do. Well, essentially that.
Yeah.
Essentially that.
Runwayroom.com.
Okay.
Michelle from Aspendale Gardens. Hi, Michelle.
How are you going?
Good, Michelle. Now, Michelle, firstly, what's your primary source of income, your occupation?
I'm a bookkeeper. I do bookkeeping for a little cleaning business.
Good. I like it. That's a job.
Business. That's what they say.
Yeah. Now,
the
Michelle,
cleaning business.
What's your side hustle?
I dye Monty T-shirts.
Oh, I love a dye Monty T-shirt. What's your brand, Michelle?
It's called A Design Just For You. So
tailored.
You can ask me to do anything, a name, a design, a design of your company, a dance T-shirt, name it, and it's done.
Michelle.
That's a great idea. Boxy. What are you most passionate about, your side business or your actual job?
Obviously, side business.
It's Diamante's on shirts.
Is your trademark designed just for you with the letter for, the number for?
It is,
Just found you, just Googled you, having a look.
Jeez, you did that quick.
Oh, I did, but hang on. What's it saying? It's diverting me.
Okay, hang on. Look at your website.
I don't think it's legit.
Okay. Well, look, we'll come back to that. No, look, it's a side project. We're still building for Just For You, Diamante's.
Cleaning business, diamonds.
Now, thank you, Michelle. Get around her small business design just for you. Courtney in Bayswater North. Hi, Court.
Blood diamond.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Courtney. Oh, no. What's your main job?
I'm a family lawyer.
Doing okay there, Courtney.
Well done.
Doing very well.
Just
in
divorcing,
the family law courts.
Take his money.
Now, Courtney, but what's your little side hustle?
My side hustle is, it's called Baby Got Shade, and we design, they're like window tints, these stickers. Stickers are down the window to give your baby shade.
Which is really essential.
So the sun doesn't go in.
That is
Maybe
great.
They should send us two, Boxy.
Courtney, how are you going? How does the business go?
It's going well. It's talking to Marcy, my girlfriend and I, and mother.
It's a terrible line, but we're
terrible line. But just send two in. Boxy and I will test them out because we have babies.
Yeah, one on the way.
No, great stuff.
And I've got one.
I mean, I don't want this to turn into us getting free stuff.
This has turned all of a sudden.
No, it hasn't turned, Byron, because what happens is she sends him in and then we talk about it again and then her business goes from being good to being amazing.
And what was the name of the business, Courtney?
It's called Baby Got Shade.
Baby Got Shade.
Baby
there
got
we
shade.
Go.
Baby Got Shade.
Ka-ching. Advertising. Robert in Eltham. Hey, Rob.
Morning. How are we going, guys?
Very well, Robert. Now, you work in car sales, I believe?
I'm in car sales in Richmond, that's right.
Yes, but you have a little side hustle going on the side?
I do, I do. I import karate uniforms from Italy, believe it or not.
Brilliant.
They're handmade, made in Italy.
Fantastic. And, Robert, there'd be a good market for karate costumes.
They're not putting on a play.
They're geese. They're called geese or uniform.
Geese. I actually need, do you do belts? Because I've lost my black belt. I need a new one.
I do belts. The company's called KO. And actually, main company is KO Italia, believe it or not. They're all made in Italy. And the in Australia, we're KO Australia.
There we go, KO.
I
did you know
it.
I was black belt boxy?
I didn't. I don't believe you're a black belt.
You're not.
Yeah.
Not in karate.
100%.
You've done. You've never in the history of our friendship mentioned that you've ever
Because I don't want people
karate.
To know that I could go, whoa, and just chop.
But is this just what you and Jace did in the lounge room, or you went to karate school?
No, I watch Karate Kid.
Oh, okay.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox. He's got the brand new show Humanoid at the Palais, comedy.com.au. It's all part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I haven't said his name yet, Fief, if
no,
you could.
Ross Noble.
Hello.
Welcome back to the show. And Ross, you probably don't know this. We love you so much that last time you came in, we pretty much played your interview 3 days in a row. We just kept milking, like we were leeching off your humour.
You know what? That is a beautiful thing. Thank you for doing that. But I kind of think you're going, oh, we love so much. Played it 3 times. Now all the listeners are sick of you as you played it 3 times. Just like, and I like the idea that you're just going, just please interview again. We'll go and have a cup of tea.
Exactly.
That's exactly what
people
we did.
Are just crashing their cars off the road. It's just stop repeating this.
People get on the beanbag and have a little kip.
Yeah, I've got my beanbag. Do you know what though, Ros? What's so great? And you should wear this as a badge of honour. As a radio host,
yes.
When we knew we got you and secured you, because you're a hard get, we were like, yes, we've got Ross Noble back on the show. The three of us went, it really is about 20 minutes off because your storytelling.
Imagine if today I was just not feeling well. I was like, oh, can't be bothered. If I just give monies, that'd be the greatest. You wouldn't be repeating that.
No.
Imagine that if I just went, yep, no. It's like Harrison Ford. You see Harrison Ford getting interviewed.
Yes.
And it's one of those things where he just like, he's, yeah. Mm. Bruce Willis does it as well.
He does, doesn't he?
No. No, like that.
It's like they don't understand the contract they signed, which has the PR clause, which means you have to talk to journalists.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm here and I'm happy to talk.
Oh, thank you.
There's a basketballer called Russell Westbrook, and he got ejected for the 16th time last week, and he did an interview afterwards. And all he did, it was a 10-minute interview, and the reporters kept asking questions, and he said, next question, next question.
Just didn't answer anything.
For 10 minutes, next question. That's a bloody good interview. I watched the whole thing because I just wanted to keep hearing him saying, next question,
But in a way, I sort of quite like that. I quite like the idea that if he says next question, because, you know, the sports judges, they've probably got, what, 4 or 5 questions? Why did you get ejected from the court? Where do you get shoes from?
Next question.
Like, exactly. But then by the time you get 10 questions in, he's then just got to start thinking on his feet. He's just going like, if you had to be killed by bees... Would you rather be killed by like a million bees attacking you at once, or like one massive bee attacking you? And then, I mean, fair enough. Even if he goes next question, then the guy's still got to come up with one massive bee size of a pig.
Ross Noble is going to hang out. Oh, assuming you've got time to hang out.
I've got loads of time to hang out.
We haven't talked about humanoid yet.
Beautiful. It doesn't matter.
Got to the show yet? So we'll.
It really doesn't matter. No. No, here's the thing, right? I enjoy coming in. Let's just have a chat.
Cool.
People want to come and see the show, they can. I thought, what was that website you gave out there?
Comedy.com.au.
I've never heard of such a thing.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
RossNoble.com is where you want to go to get tickets to Ross Noble's show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. He is our guest this morning with Fifi, Fev and Byron on Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
Yes, and we were just talking about the fact that Ross, later this week, Fev, Byron and I are living together.
Sounds horrific.
In a house in Mandalay.
It sounds absolutely horrific. I mean, I know this is like luxury surroundings, but I don't think that can take away from. I mean, what is the actual setup of the luxury that you're in?
Right. So we've got a lounge room and a kitchen, lovely open plan area. Then we've got a master bedroom with an ensuite and a walk-in wardrobe, which I believe the boys have gifted to me.
Yeah, and I've got the next bedroom.
Yeah,
and Byron's got the couch.
No, so it's a four-bedroom, I think. I think I'm fine.
Yeah, and then, so it's a very much a luxury family home, but we will be living like a family.
Yeah.
One television,
sounds
one couch.
Horrific.
Sounds awful.
It right? sounds absolutely horrific.
Well, no, there's lots of things there. I mean, it's like living in a resort.
Don't pump it. Oh, the place is amazing, but just the company. Amazing.
It's 40 minutes north of Melbourne.
When he says like living in a resort,
yes.
I don't grasp this resort concept.
Right.
Like,
there's a golf course just behind our house, the 11th hole.
Golf course.
So you've got a golf course.
Yep.
Right.
We've got a restaurant.
Right.
Pools.
Clubhouse.
Okay. Can they guarantee, right? Now, I know they're a sponsor and I've got to tread carefully.
Sure.
But can they guarantee that the golf balls will not enter the resort style living? Because I can see a problem. I mean, it's all very in theory. You think, I'd live on a golf. Oh, I like golf. I like living on a golf course. Or alternatively, I'm moving into essentially a war zone.
Don't worry, Ross. I'll get back to you on Friday because I'm playing golf Thursday, and I'll see if I can hit some houses.
There you go. There we go. That's a new sport there, urban golf, where you basically have to go to a regular housing estate and try and play golf without committing any criminal damage.
Dodgeball too.
Yeah. I've never played golf. It's always struck me as being insanely boring.
Yes, I can
And my wife and I went and had a go. We were in Perth. We went and had a go at a driving range, and it turns out it's very dull. But there was a little we started off, my wife said, is that a crow? Is that a dead crow? And sure enough, I don't know if that's an omen. I don't know if it's, is that lucky? See a dead crow on a golf course? You come in into money or something? And so it's dead crow, and it was lying there. It was clearly dead, right? So this is not animal cruelty. So I said to my wife, I tell you what, let's see who can get closest to the crow. All of a sudden, golf was so much more interesting. And I was getting it nowhere near the crow. And then she hits an absolute blinder and hits the crow on its stomach. And I'm not joking, its wings clapped. Its wings clapped like that. And then we decided to hit the guy in the little thing. You know,
that's fine.
That is so true. I'd better say, I go to driving range a fair bit. Boring as batshit. But when you get the guy picking up the balls in the little truck, all the boys try to hit him, geez, golf's so much more fun.
Yeah. So that's
an actual human in a truck.
Yeah, but it's in a cage.
He's in a little caged vehicle. He drives around. It's like a
Zamboni. Sucks up all the balls. Sure. Everyone has shots at him.
Yeah, and that's the best. Shoot the thing.
I like that job. I reckon that'd be fun.
Right, let's race. Here's what you do.
Yes.
Well, at your resort style Mandalay situation, living. Yeah. Right? Get two of those, what are they called? Not golf Zambonis.
Ball picker-uppers?
Yeah, the little thing. Why not get two of them?
Yeah.
And then, or three of them if they've got them, they probably do. It's resort style living. And then see who can. I'm slightly worried to say this sentence. Who can get the most balls in half an hour?
That's a great idea, Ross.
Really
we'll
good.
Try it later this week.
Love it.
And we'll also see your show. I know you just love being here, but we may as well plug your show, rossnoble.com. The show is.
Humanoid.
I called it that, and then I went, oh, that's a cool name. And then when you say it out loud, you go, oh, it does sound like hemorrhoid.
I wanted to ask you what a humanoid was. Is that something? Is it?
It's sort of, a humanoid is like a human thing that's a machine.
That's like when you feel like you've got a golf ball stuck up your bum.
Yeah, if you like.
That's a hemorrhoid.
Whereas a humanoid is like, it's spelled humor.
Mandalay.
To be honest, I'm regretting the name.
No.
Usually.
We'll be there, regardless of what it's called, we will be there.
That's what a hemorrhoid feels like, doesn't it?
Friday.
You've got a
and
golf ball up
Saturday
your bum.
Saturday night. Look, stick
Especially
around.
Little boys that drive that car feel like a hemorrhoid sometimes.
what is that car called? Can you find out for me?
It's a hemorrhoid car.
How far away is this Mandalay? If it's within striking distance of Melbourne and I'm around.
40 minutes north of Melbourne.
I'll come and drive one of them. These are the things I want to try. I've never driven a Zamboni. Yep. I've never driven one of them golf cart things. And I've never driven, those things at the airport that I've got the conveyor belt on. You put the bags come up.
Yeah.
But you can drive it at the same time.
Can Loved you?
It.
I'd like, yeah. How do you drive a conveyor belt?
Sort of I've been on a conveyor belt.
You know what? Funny enough, so have I.
I just jumped on it just for fun.
At Townsville Airport. Yeah. This was pre 9/11.
Did you go through the flaps?
Yeah. I jumped jumped on. I said to the fellas, I went, can I ride the, can I ride the, and these fellas, like I said, pre-9/11, there was no security. And the fellas went, yeah, go on then. And then one of them went, oh, wait. And I went, what do you mean, wait? And he said, I've got a big plastic bag. So I got inside the plastic bag. And then the other fella got a bit of tape and he taped up, not tightly, you know, don't do this, kids, at all. Just he taped up, and then he allowed me to, and everyone's waiting for their bags, and I emerged through the plastic flap.
Oh, that's great fun.
Now, so, Ross, before we let you go, though, we officially have the name of that vehicle for you.
It
is a golf ball picker.
Yep. Really? That's the research they've done out there.
We're out of here.
For resort living every day, head to mandalayliving.com.au. Make the move now and receive a $20,000 resort living bonus. Conditions apply. Visit mandalayliving.com.au.